We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network's Coach Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is my co-host, Benson Davis. We are back with you guys for another week of talking about some Arabian sports. Benson, how have you been so far?
Been good. How about yourself, Liam?
Been pretty good. Been pretty good.
I like that a lot. That was good.
All right, so pretty short week of sports. But first, we'll talk about kind of a major thing here. We had some swim and divers go to state this past weekend. Those being the sophomore Jack Hudson, the sophomore Evan Ray, another sophomore Connor Hessler, and a sophomore Nathan Holland Donner. And they went to state for the boys' 200-yard freestyle relay, where they got 29th in prelims and missed out on the actual state event.
But they are still young, so congratulations to them. Four sophomores going to state on a relay. Indiana is very competitive for swimming. You know, they've got a lot of those big schools. So congratulations to them. That's it's a very tough sectional to get out of with teams like Fishers. So congrats to them.
Yeah, and all the mean sophomores, they still have their junior and senior year to make it all the way to the top 18 teams where they compete for the state championship. But, Benson, you also have some other sports that you want to talk about real quick.
Yeah, this Saturday, March 7th, the track and field team here at Pendleton will have their first meet of the year. It's going to be an indoor meet at Anderson University. It's going to be hosted by HSE. It's called the Blue and White Relays. Opponents include Eastern Hancock, Connersville, Heritage Christian, Richmond, HSC, Waldron, Blackford, Shenandoah, Park Tudor, and Treaton. So it's a big meet. You got some small schools in there, some big schools in there. So very exciting opportunity for the Arabians to kind of show off how hard they've been working this offseason.
Yeah, last year we had some track and field runners make it to state. Obviously, Ava Gerald being a huge piece of that girls' track and field team, and they lost her due to graduation. Well, obviously, you've been a part of the track team, part of the cross-country team, and according to you, this season looks good. How do you think that this track and field team will look?
Yeah, I think distance-wise especially, we're going to be solid. We have a really good class of upperclassmen. It'll be exciting to go out there and compete. And we get returning girls. You mentioned Ava. Anya Zeller and Addie Stanley both competed at state in the 3,200 and 400 meter respectively. And they're returning. And so I think, you know, I qualified for the 3,200 last year. So I think, you know, having three returning people that went to state last year along with other athletes, I think are very capable of making it there. I think this will be one of the better teams we've had in a few years. So it's going to be an exciting opportunity this Saturday and the upcoming track season as a whole.
Yeah, I'm excited to see some Springbok sports getting into action here, especially baseball, softball. They're also coming up here in the near future. Track and field obviously being the first spring sport to be in action. But like I said, kind of a short week of sports. Boys basketball only had one game this week. It was senior night on Wednesday against Centerville. Unfortunately, they did fall 57-52. Pendleton Heights does not have any stats. Centerville does. So we'll kind of go through some Centerville stats. Leading them in points was Landon Kaiser, a senior guard with 14 points. That was the second leading scorer, And the leading scorer was the senior Shea Holland Donner with 19 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Bryson Brown, a junior forward, ended up with a double-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds. And then Ethan Vizera ended up with 2 points, 6 assists, 3 steals.
And Liam, we were at that game, and we saw heartbreaking finish there for the Arabians, back and forth the entire way. And then towards the end, Shea Holland Donner really started to light up a little bit, and Arabians stuck in there against a very, very good 2A school in the Bulldogs from Centerville. Unfortunately, some last-minute missed buckets led Two Ravens needed a foul, and Centerville just hit the free throws, and they walked out of there with a win. So, you know, congrats to Centerville. They're a very good team. The favorites to win 2A state, and it'd be a shocker if they didn't. But heartbreaker on senior night, but the Ravens fought hard, and I would not hang, you know, I would not be hanging my head too low if I fought against, you know, ignoring the class. They're a great team, and going into sectionals, I'd be pretty confident in your team's ability.
Yeah, and then coming up in our future segments, we will be talking about the sectional for boys basketball. They have that this week, actually. So we'll get to that here in the near future. But, of course, short week of Arabian sports. We will end this first segment here on a quick note. I was Liam Davis. I was shown here by Benson Davis. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show interview. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, Coach Jared Rhodes. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. So, tough loss this week against 2A Centerville, a very high-ranked 2A team. You know, that was your only game this past week. How's the team morale been after the tough loss and just focusing on sectionals?
Yeah, that was a tough one. We had a look at the end of the game to tie it. From our vantage point, we shouldn't have allowed the game to get to that situation. But it happens. Got to learn from it. As far as morale or vibes or however you want to say it, guys have been getting after it at practice. We have no choice but to move on. It's win or go home now. So, like, you're either interested in competing and extending the season one more game, or, you know, you kind of mope and feel bad for yourself, and the season will end quickly.
Yeah, in a five-point game like Centerville, what are the small details that prove the difference and you need to clean up before tournament time?
there were so many. I thought we competed. We had the game in hand. I mean, yeah, we lost by five, and it feels awful. And there's a bunch of stuff we need to clean up. We had the ball up with 30 seconds, and we had done enough to win that game. Now, again, it shouldn't have been in that situation. We've corrected some. Like, we have a lead against Anderson. We have practiced how to protect the ball and how to burn clock effectively. We also panicked a little offensively. We shot 33s. On the year, we average 17 three-point attempts a game. So we had to go small because some injury stuff. And when we went small, I love threes. Like, I'm a younger coach. I've grown up in modern basketball. I love them. But I love good ones. And we were taking quick ones. I said in the timeout, like, it feels like we're panicking and just throwing them up. Like, let's get good ones. So we practiced some different lineups and moved guys around because we hadn't had Hashawn at the five a whole lot recently. And so you never want to lose. And But they're good wake-up calls for us as a staff, for our team, just program in general. And I'm hoping that it was a hard reset where we get our mind right and play our best basketball here this week.
Yeah, obviously reflecting on the regular season, because that was your final regular season game, certainly been a spectacular one for this program. Overall takeaways from the regular season, was it what you expected as a first-year head coach? Was it, a very daunting, just overall takeaways?
It was not what I expected. My preseason meetings with Coach Smith, the athletic director, they were throughout 500 a lot. Can we just get to 500? And I thought 500 was an important benchmark for the program because we hadn't been 500 in a while. These guys won 17 games. I hope that's not it. I hope we can find a way to win three more. But I have so many good things to say about this senior class and this team in general. If for whatever reason I never got to coach again, my 1 year with this group was fulfilling. It was rewarding from the standpoint of both outcomes, but also just the way they went about it. Like, I feel like we like being around each other, and that's the staff around the players around the coaches, players around each other. Like, I had fun, and that's an important part of basketball season, because if you're not having fun, it's a long season to be miserable. And I have been on teams where it was a miserable environment. So I am, again, I hope that this is, we get to talk again next week about what regionals look like. But when it does come to an end, I will appreciate the heck out of this group for the rest of my life. I mean, that's the cool part about coaching, is like, whether they ask for it or not, I'm forever a part of their life and they're forever a part of mine. And what a great group to start this journey of coaching with.
Yeah, of course, first year head coach, your first go around in the sectional tournament. Obviously, you got some seniors on this team that have been in a fair few times. How are you? Are you taking pointers from these guys? Are you leading the charge in terms of prep and what it's like? Tell me about this dynamic ahead of the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to go in naively. All right, let's just try our best and see how it goes. No, like, this first round's not anything unique, mm-hmm. right? It's a Tuesday game. We've had a couple days of prep.
Yep.
So I'm not worried about that one. If we're fortunate enough to win tomorrow night, then I'll lean on the players about, like, what, you know, if we win Friday, what do you want Saturday to look like? How are you feeling? But that's no different. I ask the players for their input all year long.
Mm-hmm.
They're an older group, and I've leaned into that. If I was mic'd up during games, I think you'd be shocked at how many times I ask the players, what should we run on offense?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they're the ones playing. They're the ones that see it and kind of feel how the game's going. So I've leaned on them heavily all year, and this week will be no different. They don't really need me from the standpoint of they know what's at stake. And they, like you said, they've been through it. We have one sectional win in like the last decade here. And they're aware of that. And this has been a season of firsts, or first in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we can take that same kind of attitude and chip on our shoulder into the games this week.
Yeah, you mentioned like leaning on the players. How much of that is you're a first year coach, or will that be reflected into future years, even with, you know, groups with bigger senior bases and smaller?
It'll be how much I trust the teams. It'll, like, that is my tendency.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I had I played for two high school coaches that probably both Hall of Famers. They both won over 300 games in their career. I remember one time as a player just freaking out during a timeout because I knew what they were running. And I was trying to get his attention and didn't really hear me. We gave up like 6 points on the play that I was adamant was coming. And I told myself literally then, like, I'm going to listen to players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I ask Cooper Sims to call a play, chances are he's calling a play for him to get a shot. Hayden Fox wants a shot. Sean wants an Ashawn ISO, right? Like, there's some element of that. And I say that jokingly. Like, they do a good job of really analyzing the game. But as long as it's a group that can think or players that can think the game at a high level, then I'll always lean on them. Because, again, I get to do the interviews, right? And I have a record that somewhere online that people will keep track of. But, like, I'm not winning or losing these games. Like, you guys do it. There's been a handful of our games this year where I have to call a play. And, like, even the other night, we got a decent look to tie it. And that's a play that I by no means created. Like, I stole that from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We got a decent look, and we just missed a shot. But that's player decided. Like, Cooper hits that shot. We go to overtime. They go win the game. Coaches get probably too much credit, too much blame, and I want my players to feel like they're involved when it comes to winning games.
Now, I ask every coach this ahead of their first postseason game because it seems really important to all the coaches here at Pendleton Heights that I've interviewed over, you know, my tenure here, and they want to be playing their best basketball, you know, for you into the month of March. Do you think Pendleton Heights is at that caliber now where they're playing their best basketball as they enter the tournament tomorrow?
It's hard to feel that way coming off a regular season loss. But that is a cliche, and that is a good cliche, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think I've said that to you in coaches shows this season. Like, that's the goal. Now that we're here, I want to play just good enough basketball that we win on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And good enough basketball that we win on Friday. And if that takes our best, then, yeah, I hope we're playing at our best. And if we can find ways, even if we're not at our best, then, like, that's what matters. But that cliche doesn't mean as much this week to me now as maybe it did prior because we have a competitive group. But if that's our mentality where we have to be playing our best, do you panic if you're not? Like, we're in the middle of the game. We're missing shots or have a couple turnovers. Do we panic and lose our minds because, oh, no, we're not playing our best basketball? I want our mentality to just this week to be find a way. You know, I don't care if we win by one, if we win by 20. Let's do whatever it takes and all that it takes to be on the right side of that score.
Final question here for you, Coach. You've mentioned the intensity and competitiveness of this senior class. On paper, that looks awesome. How do you feel about this in a game situation where potentially they could get too excited, too overcompetitive, and maybe too emotional or, you know, argue with a call, talk to a ref? Not saying they're going to do this, that, or the other thing, but emotion can take you far places.
Yeah. I want it to be competitive and competitiveness and intensity, not so much emotional. And to your point, emotion is good and bad, right? You lose your control of your emotions, you're going to make uncharacteristic plays or, like you said, argue with refs, whatever the case may be. This senior class are a group of just competitors. And I think, again, competing with intensity is different than letting your emotions go wild. And I am very, very, very excited because we didn't get to play in a tournament this year. We lost the Madison County tournament. We didn't pick one up. We just played 22 regular season games. So this group didn't really get to play for anything. And I'm excited to see like truly excited. Now, I don't just say that as a coach, like that's not coach speak. I'm excited to see what this looks like when they know their backs are against the wall. Cause I don't think it's a group that's going to back down. I think it's a group that wants, it's going to do everything it can to rise to the challenge.
Well, that'll wrap it for, that'll wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining me, Coach.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network on the ASN Coaches Show. I'm joined here by Nick Radcliffe, state qualifier in diving for Pendleton Heights. How's it going, Nick?
It's great. How are you?
I'm doing good. First of all, we'll get in more into it later, but congratulations on qualifying for state this season. You represented Pendleton Heights well. And congratulations. That's a big achievement.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so my first question for you is, take us back to the beginning. How did you first get introduced to diving, and what made you want to stick with it?
Well, I started swimming when I was younger, and I also love going off the diving board. And during middle school, it was my first time ever seeing a sport where you can jump off the diving board and be judged by it. I thought it was going to be a pretty cool experience, so I talked to the coach, and she got me in.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is there a teammate or coach who has had a particularly big impact on your growth as a diver?
Probably my most recent coach, Erica. She's been a pretty big impact, teaching me new skills and harder dives for sure.
And last year you finished sixth and missed advancing to regionals by just two spots. How much did that moment motivate you throughout this off season?
Well, I knew the people above me, they were mostly seniors, so they were graduating that year. So it gave me the chance to advance in a better way.
Yeah, kind of open that door for you. Okay, and diving is often described as a very mental sport. So what goes through your mind in those moments before you step onto the board?
I pretty much just have to visualize my dive before, like, attempting it. I just have to focus and just stay focused pretty much the whole entire time.
And when advancement can come down to just a few points, how do you block out all those mental distractions, physical distractions, and stay locked in?
I just look straight down. I don't even look at the crowd. I just live in the moment and just do what I know what to do.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mentioned it earlier, but state qualifier, you're the first one to do it in over a decade. So what did that mean to you?
I just think it's a crazy experience. Like, I don't really have the words for it. It's just a once in a lifetime experience, like, especially in a high school. Like, I can't believe I did it.
Yeah. Congrats, man. That's awesome. How has being a part of the Pendleton Heights swim and dive team shaped your overall high school experience?
I mean, it's kind of just gave me, almost like a part-time job pretty much. That's what I'm doing for my whole entire high school career.
Yeah. And looking back on your high school career, what are you most proud of?
Probably this state finals, like going to state is pretty special to me, especially for like the high school too in the program.
Yeah. And I guess that brings up the question, with the success you've had at the high school level, do you see yourself continuing your diving career at the collegiate level?
If I got any offers, I would definitely take it, but if not, it's whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And so this next, section, I want to hit you with some rapid fire questions, some more fun questions. So, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite dive?
5132. It's a front 1.5, 1.5 twist.
Least favorite dive?
Probably a back 1.5, back when I have a pike dive.
What's your go-to pump-up song before a meet?
Titanium by David Guetta.
Okay. And favorite post-meal meat? Or favorite post-meat meal? I switched those words.
Probably Olive Garden.
That's awesome. All right. And lastly, one word to describe this season.
Spectacular.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick, for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside some senior boys basketball players. Firstly here, we'll go in a row. Say your names.
Cooper Sims.
Hayden Fox.
James Hughes.
Sean Singh.
Okay, guys. So we'll start. Firstly, we'll talk about coaching. In your 4 years here, you've had three coaches. What's your first thought when you hear you're getting that third coach in 4 years?
It's different for sure. Like, I mean, obviously other teams, other schools, they usually just have like one coach, maybe two, but three is, it's kind of unheard of. It's different and you have to be able to adapt. And I think especially the seniors on this team, like we've been able to adapt and just like go with whatever is going on and just have success too doing that, especially this year, like our record from the past years, and then this year, like, it shows our growth.
We've kind of used this whole class to kind of bank off each other, learn from each other, and just kind of stick together as a class.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Coach Rhodes a little bit. What's your first impression of when you first meet him, and what did you first think about Coach Rhodes?
When I first saw Coach Rhodes, you know, I didn't really know what to expect because third new face you see in like third new coach you see in 4 years. So I couldn't tell if it was going to be like another just like where they just say stuff just to say it or he actually meant what he was saying. But then when you like got to know him more, it was, he was like he really meant what he was saying. He wasn't just saying things just to like say it.
Then, you know, going into it, I was scared about playing time because this is his first high school coaching job. And in past years, I haven't really played. But this season showed he's a good coach. He runs things very well. And like Cooper said, our record shows for it. And he's a good coach.
Yeah, why has this coaching staff specifically clicked with this team compared to years past? Because like you said, the record pays dividends to that.
I think maybe just like, I think the whole coaching staff gets along really well. I think, like, bringing some, like, new, younger guys, like, I think the oldest coach on our staff is, like, 35 years. Nah, yeah. Maybe, like, yeah, 35 years old. And, like, all the, like, it's kind of, like, a young team. I think everybody, like,
I think they just, like, fit with our playing style. Like, they adapt to our playing style. We adapt, like, their coaching.
Yeah, and I think just the team gets along and, like, the team chemistry is, like, really good this year.
Yeah, you guys led Pendleton Knights to their first winning season since 2017. What does it mean to you guys to be the senior class that was able to finally get over that hump and now, as we're recording this, entering the sectional tournament in pretty good standings considering the Hoosier Heritage Conference?
Oh, feels good. You know, this is our last year, and then be able to make a change in the history really shows something. It's definitely going to help this school from here on out and the future of the basketball program.
I think our class since eighth grade has always been a winning class. Mm-hmm. And we kind of knew that we could win. But we just haven't been able to.
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked to Coach Rhodes a lot, and he always tells me how ultra-competitive this class specifically is. And at times in practice, he doesn't want to have to kind of forcefully push you guys, but that's the only thing you guys respond to. Why is, you know, I don't want to say aggression, but why do you guys respond to that, and where does the competitiveness come from?
I think that it kind of comes from a place of, like, a lot of times for me personally, when, or especially early on in the season, when he would, like, say stuff, like, yell at you, it was kind of like, in a place where, like, you kind of, you take it personal in a sense, to where, like, the competitiveness, you just, I don't know, like, it was just, like, the competitive nature inside you. Like, when you get yelled at or something, like, no one likes getting yelled at. So then you take it personal, try to prove a point.
And, you know, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't playing as hard, but then he would always yell at practice, especially to me and Clark. He would always yell at us. And now, at the end of the season, we are stronger centers for this team and way better than what we used to be.
How do you think you can use this in the postseason? Because he said he really wishes this team had a tournament in season because he wants to see what it's like in a win-or-go-home slate. How do you think your competitiveness is going to play into the postseason?
Well, I think the first seniors, as of now, Cooper is the only one playing in college. So it's could be our last game ever together, and that will just make us play harder.
And then talking a little bit about the sectional tournament, I'll paint the picture for the listeners. You're in Cooper's house, you're eating Canes, and you see Anderson on the other side of that bracket who you're going to face first round. What do you think first?
We beat him the first game, and we wasn't good at all. Didn't know how to run stuff. Horrible defense and offense. But now we like way more structure to us. So I feel like we really going to blow them out by more this game.
I think Anderson, too, that we're going to prove who is going to be the best team in this county for a long time, this game.
Because, like, a lot of times when we won the first time, a lot of people were like, it was just luck or something, like a one-time thing. So it's like another thing to prove, in a sense.
Yeah,
and then, of course, Mount Vernon's on the other side of the bracket. I know for a lot of guys, they would prefer a seeded tournament, and Mount Vernon kind of fell on the other side, and the whole bracket felt like it was seeded the way it was placed out. Do you guys like to see Mount Vernon on the other side, the kind of front runners for this, or would you have preferred to play them in the first round? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I would have rather preferred to play them in the championship game, where it's like, where it comes down to, I mean, in general, I just wanted another shot at them because I think we can beat them. But in the championship game, I think it's like a bigger stage to where things could go our way rather than go in theirs. Because I think we play as a team better together, and our team chemistry, I think, and our culture would hold together better compared to theirs.
We'll close this thing out. Favorite memory from your high school career here? I know this one's been full of them, but what's top of the list for you guys?
Probably the Anderson, the game this year, the locker room after the Anderson game, after we got that win. I think, like, the whole team's morale was just, like, boosted, and, like, everybody was, that was the best I've seen our locker room in the 4 years I've been playing.
I would think it's another winning moment is Westfield. So we went at Westfield and beat them, and just our fans and our team, our bench after we won went crazy. Fans, everyone started to believe.
Mine's will be the game at Shelbyville. We went into halftime down by almost 20. Coach Gardner us came, and then we came out, just made a great comeback, and then closed it out.
I think mine would have to be Zionsville, the whole just second half of it where it came down to the final, Fox hit the shot to, was it tie the game, right? Or is it to go up one, which then put us over, and then just the feeling after the game of another, like, strong opponent being able to beat him and everyone, like, finally believing we could do it.
Well, thanks for joining me, guys. Tomorrow, you're set to play Anderson, so good luck in the postseason tournament. Thanks for joining me. You've been listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this final segment of the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Showing along with me is my co-host, Benson Davis. And we hope that you guys enjoyed these coaches' interviews, some player interviews as well. Going over some Arabian sports, but we have kind of a short week, once again, of Arabian sports. Really, the only thing happening is we talked about this before, track and field, as they're made at Anderson University. You kind of want to go over the teams again, just to give a refresher for the audience.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned kind of a low, not a lot of sports going on. This is kind of that transition week, you know, between winter and spring sports. You know, you got baseball starting up, track starting up, basketball starting to fade out of the way, swimming sort of fade. So, you know, that's to be expected, but some exciting upcoming things for baseball and track, respectively. I'm going to start with the track. Again, HSC is hosting the Blue and White Relays, which is an annual meet at Anderson University, and it's going to be a pretty competitive one. It is a Hoosier State Relays qualifier. Now, Hoosier State Relays is not an official IHSAA-sanctioned state finals, but it is pretty much, you know, as close as you could get. You know, they're still All-State and all that. It's just not officially recognized. But this is a qualifier meet for that. You're going to have schools. The two biggest, I would say, being HSC, obviously, they have a really, really good distance program. Along with being a bigger school, they're going to have a lot of great sprinters. They, you know, usually have a bunch of athletes going to state and competing. So they're going to be definitely have athletes there that are going to be ready to compete, along with Eastern Hancock, who as well also usually are pretty decent on the sprinting end, along with Richmond, usually has a good amount of sprinters. Heritage Christian is actually pretty solid. And you got some other smaller schools like Shenandoah and like Blackford, Waldron, some schools that are going to be out there and able to compete with some bigger schools. Maybe their only opportunity on the indoor side of things. So it'll be a great meet, and it's always a fun one. Anderson has a great facility there at the indoor track. And so it'll be fun. I'm very excited and excited to see what the track and field team can do.
Yeah, hopefully these spring sports can carry on what the fall sports and winter sports did here at Pendleton Heights. Honestly, this year for Pendleton Heights sports has probably been one of the best in a very long time concerning football. The year that they had both boys basketball and girls basketball, the years that they've had boys basketball is still going on. We'll get to them here in a second. And then hopefully baseball, softball, track and field can carry the legacy of a good 2025-2026 sports season for Pendleton Heights Athletics. But now we'll get straight to the basketball here. They have sectionals this week. They will be traveling to Greenfield Central. They will play Anderson in the first round. That game will be played at 7:30. And the game right before that will be Muncie Central in Richmond. And the winner of Pendleton Heights Anderson will play Greenfield Central at Greenfield Central. And then the winner of Muncie Central Richmond will play Mount Vernon at Greenfield Central. The Mount Vernon game will be at 6 on March 6th. And then the Greenfield Central game versus the winner of Anderson Pendleton Heights will be at 7:30 on March 6th. And then the winner of those two games will move on to the sectional championship, which will be played on March 7th at 7:30 p.m.
Exciting opportunity for the Arabians. Again, they've played the Anderson team before. They played them first game of the season and actually took them down, I believe by 8 points, Liam, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe 68-60. And, you know, both these teams have changed 58-50. And both these teams have changed a lot. Of course, they've developed a lot on both sides. So this will be an exciting matchup to kind of, you know, see how these teams have improved. And I would not, you know, I would not be surprised if it's a dogfight out there. You know, on paper, the Arabians, I think, are supposed to take this one pretty easily. But I think Anderson is a very well-coached team, and they have been for quite a while. So I think it'll be an exciting game.
Yeah, you're almost spot on with the score. Ooh. It was 60-51 earlier in the year. First game for both Mount Sinai and Anderson. But I'm excited to see what this Mount Sinai team can do, especially after the unfortunate loss against Centerville. This team is going to have a spark on their shoulder to go far here in sectionals. Hopefully make it to regionals. The only bad thing is if we do make it, if Mount Sinai does make it at a sectional and beats Greenfield Central, Anderson, either the winner of Muncie Central Richmond and then the winner of Mount Vernon versus the winner of Muncie Central Richmond, they will have to move on to play, I believe it's sectionals with Lawrence North, Pike, Plainfield. A really tough sectional over there. So that's going to be a dogfight no matter what, whether it's Muncie Central. Anybody in this sectional, if they make it out, they're going to have a dogfight in the regional game because there's three top 25 teams there in that sectional.
Yeah, and I mean, I think Mount Vernon is the challenge to focus on. You know, of course, Coach Rose likes to take it one game at a time, but inevitably, if this team plays as it should, Mount Vernon is going to be waiting for them in the sectional championship. And they're a team, them and Yorktown were the only teams in the Hoosier Heritage Conference to take down Pendleton. And so I think they're ready for kind of a revenge game, get back out there and kind of show Mount Vernon how much they've improved since then. That was kind of in the early to mid time of the season when they played them. So the Arabians, definitely Coach Rhodes, I think is not going to back down from the challenge and are going to try to work out a upset there on the sectional championship. Granted, they make it that far. They still got to get through, of course, Anderson and the winner of Richmond, Muncie Central.
Yeah, I was looking kind of into it, and the sectional 9 winner will play the sectional 10 winner, which is actually North Central, Lawrence North, Warren Central, Indianapolis Arsenal Technical, and Lawrence Central. A whole lot of central teams there, a whole lot of really good talent in that sectional, Lawrence North, North Central. Obviously, the game to be looking at for that. That game will be played March 6th at 6 p.m. At the Indianapolis Arsenal Tech High School. So if you are near that area and actually want to go watch that game, you guys are free to also. But if Mount Sinai does make it to the second round, we will always be broadcasting that one live right here on 91.7 WEEM. And the game will be at 6:30 if we do make it to the second round. Pre-game show more likely start right around 7:15. But on that note, that will be the end of this Coach's Show segment. We would like to thank you for joining us. I was Liam Davis. I was joining you with Benson Davis. And we'll get you guys right back to the music here. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network's Coach's Show, 91.7 WEEM.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes. It's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships. It's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.